Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Receiving and Ministering Healing. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Would you turn to John 5 this evening? I tell you, the Lord is using our testimony. Amen. He really is. People all over the country. You know, we saw a lot of people this last week. People came in from all over the country and all over the world. And just numerous ministers. And both before this week, seeing some of them come in, and then also this week, person after person after person asked Phyllis or asked me, they catch us around the side and say, is it true? All these things we've been hearing about God doing for y'all in Branson. We said, yep. Yep, God's good. Amen. And so that's what we want too, isn't it? When people say, well, what did y'all do? And we said, well, God's doing it. Amen. It's not us. I mean, we're believing him, but he's just doing too much that we could have figured and done. I mean, God's making us an example of blessing. So how many of that pleases you? And we want this to go on and increase much, much more. Amen. And be a good example, which we ought to want to be anyway. But the Lord is making us an example in some areas. If you've been with us on the Friday nights, you know that we've been teaching and preaching, ministering on the subject of receiving and ministering healing. And we've been taking one by one the individual cases and accounts of people healed in Jesus' ministry, recorded in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And as we told you, there's only about 19, I say about, not because I hadn't studied it, but because it depends on what you count and what you don't count. So about 19 individual cases of healing. And you know, you're reading, you'll think, well, boy, there's a lot more people than 19 got healed. You're right. I mean, there are times when thousands and thousands of people got healed in a single day. But we're only about 19 where we're told who they were, what was wrong with them, what they did, and how they received, how Jesus ministered. The others, it just said they were healed. Nothing's told about, no detail. So we've been taking these one by one, and I believe we're up to number 15 tonight. Anybody been keeping up? Huh? Anybody agree with that number, or nobody knows? If you haven't been with us, and you're interested in this, as you should be, because you or your family or friend or somebody you know is going to need this. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Talking about healing, you know. Our bodies are mortal. And that's one of the areas that the enemy really tries to keep people down in. Two areas that you should feed your faith in continually. Even when you're doing real well, you should feed your faith on the area of healing and prosperity. Because the enemy works really hard. Because if he can keep you sick and he can keep you broke, he can keep you ineffectual. Hmm? I mean, you know, even if you got money, but you're sick, you could afford to go somewhere and do something, but you don't feel like it. You're not up to it. And even if you got health, but you ain't got enough money to buy a tank of gas to get out of town or get to church, then you're hindered and crippled. Right? So he tries to cripple us physically. He tries to cripple us financially because he is the enemy of our soul. But he is a stripped, brought to nothing, defeated foe under our feet. And we can believe God and we can overcome. And the way we do it is by our faith. Our faith, 1 John says, is the victory that overcomes the world. But faith is like a muscle. Even though maybe you worked out your arms and that kind of thing, and your arms were really strong 15 years ago. If all you've done the last 15 years was sit on the couch and eat ice cream and potato chips, well, your arms are not strong like they used to be. Right? And just because you used to be strong in faith in an area is no sign that you're strong today. You have to continually feed your faith. Amen? And exercise or use your faith. So we've been a-pounding on it every Friday night. Get that faith for healing. Amen? Get it built up. Get it strong. Why? Because just think about if the whole church is healthy and strong.
Amen.
Just think about how much money you saved. Not to mention the pain, strain, and time. Think about how much time is saved not sitting in the doctor's office. Huh?
Amen.
Think about how the family is not affected. Sickness is a thief. It steals your time. It steals your feelings. It robs your family of the daddy or husband or brother or sister that they should have. It's a thief. And if it's a thief, it's not from God. Jesus said, the thief comes not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy, but I am come that you might have life and that you might have it too much. That's what that word means. More abundantly. It means too much. Above abundance. So turn with me to John 5 this evening and let's continue on with another account of healing in the ministry of Jesus. Because as we said, when we are studying these, Jesus said, I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him that sent me. In Hebrews, he is called the express image of the Father. He said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. So is it true then that everything we read about Jesus doing and saying is the revealed will of God? For all mankind, for all time. Is that right?
Amen.
Anything he did for this man we're going to study about today, he would do for somebody else.
Amen.
How many believe he has not changed? He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. If he used to heal, he still heals.
Amen.
If he healed them, he'll heal us.
Amen?
Amen. If you believe it, say amen again.
Amen.
Glory to God. Well, John 5 is the story, historical account of the healing of the man at the pool of Bethesda. And we'll read through it and then back up to take a verse at a time like our custom has been. And I want you to note a difference about this one than some of the rest of them. In John 5 and verse 1, are you there? Good. Let's pray before we read. Father, we thank you again for the holy word of God, how precious it is to us. It's life to us. It's health to all our flesh. And thank you for the Holy Spirit who's our teacher here tonight. Thank you for giving us eyes to see. We ask for it. Ears to hear. Heart that receives. Let there come many questions answered tonight. Let there come problems solved. Let there come direction for things in life. Speak to your people, everyone, just where we require and desire it tonight in Jesus' name. And we give you the glory. We'll not be hearers only, but by your grace and faith, we are doers. Doers in Jesus' name. Amen. John 5, 1. After this, there was a feast of the Jews. Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market, or sheep gate, actually the margin says, a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches. In these lay a great multitude of impotent folk, of blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first after the troubling of the water stepped in was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. And a certain man was there, which had an infirmity 38 years. And when Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he said unto him, Wilt thou be made whole? The impotent man answered him, Sir, I have no man. When the water is troubled to put me into the pool, but while I am a coming, another steps down before me. Jesus said to him, Rise, take up your bed, and walk. And immediately the man was made whole and took up his bed and walked. How many believe it happened just like that? Huh? Can he do it again? Can the Lord do it again? Does he want to do it again? Is it his will? Certainly. He hasn't changed. And on the same day was the Sabbath. Say, uh-oh. Jesus got in so much trouble by doing things. If he'd have just done it one day earlier or one day later, he might have saved a lot of trouble with these religious leaders. But, you know, he wasn't just doing it himself. He said, whatever I see the Father do, that's what I do. So the Father led him and directed him and did this through him. And it rubbed people crossways. But it was the will of God that they get rubbed crossways. Hmm? How many know some stuff needs to be rubbed crossways? Because it's wrong. And it keeps people in bondage. Lies blind people. And lies bind people. Thank God the truth let you see, and the truth makes you free. Amen. So sometimes people's theology needs to be upended. Sometimes their theories and ideas and their field needs to be plowed crosswise. You'll notice this. When you get light and when you get revelation and it shows that you've been wrong in a thing, you'll do one of two things. You'll either harden yourself and resist it, like they did. Or if you're smart, you'll humble yourself and receive it and change. Let God bless you. If I'm wrong, I want to know it. Don't you? I don't want to just keep stuck. If I tell something that's wrong or taught something that's wrong, please, Lord, show me. I'll straighten it up. I've done it before. I've gone back to students I had years ago. And a group of them one time, as it was a small group, thank the Lord. And I taught a particular thing to them that wasn't right. And I grew in about 2 years and learned that it wasn't right. And one time they were in town together, I called them all in. I said, hey, you know that thing I taught you such and such? They said, oh, yeah, yeah. I said, I don't believe it. It's not right. I'm sorry. I've learned since then. I've learned better. None of us knows everything. We're all learning and growing. But if you're wrong, you ought to desire to see it.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, The Man at the Pool of Bethesda, you may write to Moore Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-926. That's R-926. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.